I'm joined now by Anthony Green, the ABC's election analyst. In all of this, with Labour's primary vote somewhere around or below 30, what is all this going to do to Labour's electability?
Well, in the short term, it's going to be, I would think, almost certainly reflected in a further dip in the polls. I mean, you can't go through the last week or so of disunity in the party without having some effect on the polls, even though I think we can overstate the attention that the average voter pays to day-to-day politics, but they can't miss, you know, the foreign minister resigning in a week of these sorts of headlines. On current polls, the Labour Party has no chance of winning the next election. They need a significant turnaround before the next election. I think the general view would be that, in my view, I can't see Julia Gillard leading the government to the next election. She is just not popular enough. The government's polling is poor. That sometime between now and the election, there will be a change of leadership.
But not necessarily to Kevin Rudd?
No, and certainly not now. I mean, the perception I get is the caucus does not want to make a change of leadership now. They want to get through the next few months, have some hard decisions made, and then if Gillard goes, it will be after another period of having to make tough decisions. If they're going to make a change, it would be more likely later in this year, and they would want another option. They don't want to have to choose between Gillard and Rudd again. It's a bit like Andrew Peacock lost the 1990 federal election. The Liberal Party wanted another choice other than just John Howard again. And I think the party's in that sort of position. They'd acknowledge they'd probably want a change of leadership, but they want it to be a reasonably good transfer of power, and they want another option just rather than going to Kevin Rudd again.
Don't seem to be a lot of options. There seem to be a lot of people who might be in a position to challenge in, say, 2 or 3 years. There are quite a lot of second 11 or second rankers, if you like. But there doesn't seem to be much other than Rudd Gillard.
I think that certainly is a problem, but the perception is, and even if they go to Rudd, the perception I get from the caucus is they don't want it now. They don't want to be having this huge argument and Barney now. If there's a change of leadership now, then the opposition's line will be simply, well, what's the point of a change of prime minister if you don't abandon the carbon tax? Is all the same arguments come back. And all the same issues arise. We just change the leadership now, and still 18 months till there's a clear air for an election, unless they go for a snap election now,
which would be incredibly risky. It's a very precarious situation. If there was a change of leadership, what are the chances that somebody might spit the dummy and pull on a by election?
That's highly possible. There's also the chance that some of the independents might say that, well, you know, this has gone on for too long, why don't we just have another election? And one thing that should be remembered, any election now would be for the House only. The government would lose it. There would be a new coalition government with no control in the Senate. And so, and another Senate election due in 18 months. So if the government did go to an early election, it would be in the position where the new Abbott government would not have control of the Senate and would have to go to another election in 18 months' time.
The new Abbott government would presumably mainly be governing in ways that were designed to bring on a double dissolution, in ways that accepted that they were going to be opposed in the Senate and would create the necessary hurdles for a double dissolution.
But they'd also be coming into office by perhaps the middle of this year when the carbon tax is yet to come in. And they may be able to, because of the technicalities, may be able to defer the way that would come in because it still hasn't been implemented.
It could be a government of titanic battles, though, couldn't it?
And it could be, and it could also, I mean, I think this is all a bit of a scenario. I don't think anyone's going to go to an early election, but if there is a titanic change to Kevin Rudd, that would be an option. And anybody in the Labour Party who thinks they control, they're able to change leader and control the parliament is mad. There are a whole bunch of other people in the parliament they have to keep on side. And on a day-to-day basis, they've got to keep the crossbenchers on side to stay in government. Is Kevin Rudd going to be able to negotiate the operation of the House of Representatives with its current numbers better than Julia Gillard?
And Anna Bligh was already having a difficult time. Just finally, tell us what this is going to likely to do to the Queensland election.
Well, they're already in a great deal of trouble anyway. I mean, the opinion polls published in this campaign have shown a 10% swing. They're not in any sort of position to win the election. The best they could hope for would be to claw back some ground. This just distracts. Although I do warn that I think Queensland election will be decided on Queensland issues, and people can overread federal implications into the Queensland election campaign.
Anthony Green, thank you very much.